Welcome to the Rewire podcast. This is episode 41 as number two of the Rise and Rewire series. I'm here with Rod. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, buddy. I'm good. It was I feel much better now. I mean, going up that cold, I think it was a minus 10 or minus 12. But finishing after that breath work and opening up my eyes and it was bright and it was beautiful, man. I feel great. Right in the high still.
Yeah, man. Well, if anyone's just checking in here on this for the first time, we're doing a podcast probably every weekend. We do a morning, early morning rise where we get up and at 6 o'clock we meet and we do some kind of workout or hill sprints or something and breath work. And what keeps ringing through my head today is the sound of my dumbbells hitting the frozen ground every time we drop them. It's like a kind of a weird, eerie sound, but yeah, it feels good now, man.
It's funny. I mean, like a lot of people are probably cringing right now thinking, oh man, like Saturday morning, 6 o'clock, freezing cold. But let me picture, like, you know, just paint another picture of like, you're on that hill, you know, you're, you know, kind of huffing and puffing, but it's just, it feels exhilarating. I mean, I feel like, you know, when you're putting the hard yards in like that, and we always talk about it, right? Just enjoying the journey and not, you know, not concentrating on the end, but just enjoying when you're putting those hard yards in. I think it's great, man. I think, you know, just try it, man. Like, get out there, you know, face the cold, you know, the reward at the end is beautiful.
Well, that's it, man. It's like every time we work out, every time we try to sit down and practice some kind of a meditation or breath work or any good habit, usually is not something that you want to do initially. And knowing the feeling afterwards, though, knowing, you know, how it's such a clear mind. Like we were doing some breath work at the end of that cardio, and we were sitting there and it was cool. It's like freezing cold this morning, but there's a few moments there where you really just get lost. I wouldn't say lost. You actually probably are found in that really perfect pocket where you're just connected with nature on a really deep level. And I just had like a really big smile on my face and felt great. So this morning routine thing has been very powerful for us. We're going to do this podcast afterwards, and that's a good segue into today. So each week we'll just grab a quick topic, something that we're actually kind of been chatting about and working on. So we thought we would talk about intentions today. There's that quote, "The road to hell is paved with good intentions." And basically, essentially, that means that so many people have intentions to do things, but they don't take the action to actually do those things. So right. What's intentions mean to you, brother?
Yeah. And I'll even, you know, take a step back from last week and, you know, talking about optimizing, you know, the morning routine and going in with these great intentions. But when I really start to think about where I am and where I want to go and, you know, what my intentions behind it, is how do I guess, live through that person that I meet every morning. And that sounds kind of deep for a Saturday morning, but, you know, when I'm doing my breath work and I'm meditating and I'm spending some time with my thoughts, which I'm doing every morning now, is I see that, it's almost like I'm meeting myself for the first time, which sounds crazy at 47 years old. But I'm seeing this person who is patient, is curious, is got a lot of love, a lot of self-compassion. And that person there, how do I, because I feel like my morning routine is almost building my external armor for the day, as we go through different, you know, things that are stressful and the struggles. But how do I take that individual that I meet and see every morning and apply that throughout the day when sometimes that armor starts to deteriorate a little bit, you know, as the time goes on and the day goes on, is having a little more self-compassion, having a little bit more patience. You know, so that's what it's meaning for me right now. Which is exciting.
Yeah, well, that's a great point, because I mean, you leave in the morning after taking that time for that self-care routine to really clear some noise, invest some time in yourself, put your armor or resilience on, as you said. But as your day goes on, shit starts to happen. Our cortisol levels start to rise, and it doesn't feel like that anymore. But I think that's where intentions are so important. And I think that a lot of people are not very intentional with what they want from their lives. You know, it's one thing to say something in a whim, but to have an intention now, to even tie that intention to your why, I think is the anchor for everything. So, you know, as we go through difficult times, which are inevitable, when those times come up, coming back to your why, remembering what your intention is, and, you know, obviously being kind to yourself, being gentle, being graceful at times as well, because, you know, we can be very hard on ourselves. But, you know, having that intention is really the anchor that gets you up in the morning to do that and pulls you through when you find resistance.
Right. Right. And I wanted to bring up something from yesterday, you know, cause I turned to you and asked you for some advice and gave me some great advice on, you know, I think through this week I've been, you know, kind of reading some really great books and listening to some good podcasts and really paying attention to, you know, self-development and how much am I getting on a daily basis, and putting that time aside throughout the day. But it's one of the things that you touched on yesterday was just remember the self-awareness that you have, which was pretty powerful because I didn't think of it like that. And now it's like, you know, setting some time at the end of the day for that self-awareness, thinking about that day and, you know, what are the things that made me feel really good? What are the things that made me feel kind of icky? And how can I, you know, kind of face those challenges maybe a little bit better? That was something that really kind of hit me yesterday, and I had some time to think about it in the evening. And it really is about self-awareness. And, you know, even with the morning routine and finding myself a little bit more and being more aware, it's pretty powerful, man.
Well, yeah, man. Awareness is the greatest agent for change. So it's having the intention, keeping it inside attention, to take that time each day to do that examination. We were talking about that when we were running this morning. I think I was probably choking on my own lungs at that point. But you seem to ask all those questions like, you know, what's the meaning of life? We're at the top of the hill. I have absolutely zero left in the tank. But, but, you know, checking in, man, checking in with yourself, having that awareness and the intention to remember to check in with yourself, because we flip into autopilot mode and we just kind of fall back into our programmed habits. And it's really important to be checking in and listening to your body, listening to your thoughts without getting pulled into them. And, you know, continuing that daily self-examination and discovery, and be intentional about, you know, learning more about yourself. It's funny how people oftentimes will, you know, you'll ask somebody, hey man, what's your story? What are you about? And it's the same story they've been telling forever. And is that really true? Or is that just, you know, the character they're playing in that moment?
Yeah.
So it's really fascinating to get on that path of self-awareness. It's just, things just open up. You know, we were talking, you know, again, after we trained this morning, and, you know, we did talk about the universe, and Rod was asking sort of my take on, you know, how is it the universe is all one and we're connected to that, and, you know, just my thoughts around that. That's a question, dude, that, you know, a year ago you would have never have talked about, because you just sort of got into that path. So it's amazing how things start to open up, and then something else opens up when you get on that path.
Yeah. And
that inward journey is it's infinite and fascinating as hell.
Yeah. And I was asking that question. Yeah. Cause I'm very, very fat. I mean, you know, the curiosity, everything right now, I feel like a sponge where I'm excited. You know, there's a lot of intention behind my actions. And right now it's, you know, asking that question, you know, about, you know, what is your thoughts on the universe and your perspective? And because I feel like more than ever, that relationship is building with the universe. And again, sounds a little bit deep coming from me, but if there's one thing that I can say, it's like, you know, any relationship that you're in, if it's, you know, you're with your wife or your family or your friends or your coworker, there's a big thing. There's a, you know, it's trust, really. Like, I mean, it all anchors with trust. And I feel like I'm finally starting to trust that relationship with the universe, that I'm on the right path, and trust the process. I used to hear trust the process, you know, the process back in the day. Like, yeah, fucking trust it, whatever. But now I'm really taking some time to think about that, and trusting that I'm on the right path, and I have the right intentions. So this is where I'm going to obviously, you know, plug the Rewire again, but this is what really helped me open my eyes to some of these things. I mean, you know, getting into the Rewire program, I didn't realize I didn't know what I didn't know. But once I, you know, had a peek under the covers, and, you know, even with the meditation piece, once I was able to get a little taste of what I could feel was probably the biggest one. The connection that I was able to find, it's where that's what's keeping me every morning coming back, interested to go more, to go deeper, to connect even more. So
I love that, brother. And I just want to share a quick story as well. This week was a really special week for me, and, you know, in the theme of intentions, I received a download. I received some wisdom from, let's just call it, my higher self. It was from a better place, a more evolved, a higher vibrating place. I received like this 5D download this week, and that might not make much sense, but, you know, I'll just share the intention piece of it. And the message really was about keeping my intentions very pure. And what that means is that not only having the intention of X, so let's just say I have the intention of, I want to buy a Lamborghini. Okay. I don't, but let's just say I have the intention to buy a Lamborghini. The message was, if you want that car, what is the intention? Is it, and then go deeper within that. How does it make you feel? Is it in line with your values? What does it bring value to other people? And really, really sort of go deep into all of those things. And at the end of the day, then you can really say, is that the right decision? Is that the right intention to have? So having pure intentions means you're going to be drawing in your experience exactly what your intention is. And so I thought that was really fascinating. I know it's a very simple concept, obviously, but, you know, pure intention would result in pure manifestation in your life. But I gotta say, every single day this week, I've been awake at 3:30 a.m. Because of these downloads I'm talking about, and I will talk about this a lot more. And through this process, there will be a Rewire 2.0 coming soon too, because of that. But intentions are so important. It kept coming up over and over and over again, and so that's something, you know, part of the reason we chose that topic this week.
Yeah.
But definitely something I'm going to dive in deeper. So I also thought you had an interesting story when we talked yesterday as well about your intention to do a full year of sobriety. And so I thought that was really interesting. And, you know, obviously a ton of respect and proud of you for what you've done over the last year. But why don't you share a little bit about your intention to do that?
Yeah. And this is you know, this is something that's I've sat with for a little while. And as I talked about last week, I mean, last year, going through a 45-day personal challenge, 45 Alive challenge to not drink and help, you know, kind of start my morning routine fresh. And there was a lot of great things that came out of that. And this year I started off again with, hey, I'm going to do a 45-day out of the gates. But anytime I think of, okay, well, you know, I used to say, you know, the drink controlled me, and now I control the drink, which I think is bullshit. And I call bullshit on myself, because when I start to think of the drinking or And once again, I can paint a beautiful picture. Hey, I'm making a nice dinner. There's nice music in the background. My wife is here enjoying my company and we're having a nice glass of wine. But my mind goes to, okay, when that bottle finishes, there's going to be maybe two or three other bottles that I'm going to open up. It brings me quickly to how I'm going to feel the next day, the regret, the shame, the, you know, something that took control of me. And all that anxiety started to make me feel like, why? Like, I mean, it's just lost the luster for me. I mean, why do I have to associate everything that I do with having a glass of wine? If I really want to be the best person I can be and find the best version of me, why not go a full year and see what I can accomplish? And when I think of even my intention and then my attention, I started putting too much attention to, you know, the drinking of, you know, how it's going to make me feel. And I just want to be able to say, you know what, I want to take that equation completely out. So let's not even think about it for a year. And let's see what other doors I can open up and see what other, you know, accomplishments I can, you know, kind of pick off throughout the year.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that, brother. I thought that was really interesting how you have that sense of awareness now, where before you just realized that, oh, it just doesn't feel good. But now, step by step, you understand that, you know, that shame and the guilt and the feelings of just having a glass of wine, which is not a big deal, ever, you know, having a glass of wine at dinner, a couple glasses of wine, but knowing that it might turn into more, knowing the feelings later, it's just realizing it doesn't serve you, so it's a non-starter.
And you have to target until, and sorry to cut you off.
Until when or if, you know.
Yeah, no. No, and this is where, you know, another, like, where this is where the awareness of that anxiety of even thinking about it, to get over that anxiety, now if I've decided to, you know, to drink and I want to get rid of that anxiety, it doesn't matter if it's that nice bottle of wine that's sitting there. You know, just give me whatever, you know, just to silence that or to control that anxiety. So now it's like, you know, having a nice glass of wine, it's polishing that bottle of wine off within 10 minutes flat to get that buzz, you know, to get rid of the anxiety. And then it's just like, okay, I didn't enjoy that. You know, my wife is sitting there sipping on wine and I'm like two bottles in, it's just half a glass. So anyways, yeah. All good.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, that's amazing when you get to that point where you can be aware of that. And be intentional. I like what you said, intention and attention, right? Those are two very important things
right.
in the process.
Yeah.
Oh, there's that awkward silence again.
So you know what? Maybe I was going to ask you a quick question before we finish this, but
yeah.
So this is off topic, but who wins the fight tonight, buddy?
I think McGregor has. So Conor McGregor is fighting Dustin Poirier tonight. I think McGregor has Poirier's number. I mean, it's 4 ounce gloves and. Anything can happen at any point, but the last time they met, McGregor took him out in the first round, I think, by knockout. So I'm guessing inside 2 rounds by knockout for McGregor, but we'll see if I can stay up that late. I've been up at, like I said, I'm 3:30 each morning. So we typically do this little Saturday morning rise on Sunday mornings because I've usually my body needs a little bit of a rest today. But I plowed through it, and I'll take that rest tomorrow and see if I can make it till after midnight tonight.
Exactly.
All right, brother. Well, that was good. We're going to keep these episodes short and sweet. There's lots of podcasts out there that roll on for 2 to 3 hours. And so we'll just do little bite-sized pieces every week. And you have a beautiful day, my friend.
You too, brother.